the fourth letter. In his name be he glorified, and there is nothing but it glorifies him with praise. May God's peace and mercy and blessings be upon you, and upon my brothers especially. My dear brothers, I am now on a high peak on Chamdar, at the top of a mighty pine tree in a treehouse. In lonely solitude, far from men, I have grown accustomed to this isolation. When I wish for conversation with men, I imagine you to be here with me, and I talk with you and find consolation. If there is nothing to prevent it, I would like to remain alone here for 1 or 2 months. When I return to Barla, I shall search for some means for the verbal conversation with you I so long for, if you would like it. Note: Barla, the village in Isparta province in southwestern Turkey, where Bedu Zaman spent 8 years in exile from 1926 to 1934. For now, I am writing 2 or 3 things which come to mind here in this pine tree. The first: this is somewhat confidential, but no secrets are concealed from you. It is as follows. Some of the people of reality manifest the divine name of Loving One, and through that manifestation at a maximum degree look to the necessarily existent one through the windows of beings. In the same way, but just when he is employed in service of the Quran and is the herald of its infinite treasuries, this brother of yours, who is nothing, but nothing is given a state whereby he manifests the divine names of all compassionate and all wise. God willing, the words, the Risale Nur, manifest the meaning of the verse, "He who has been given wisdom has been given great good." The second: this saying concerning the Naqshbandi order suddenly occurred to me. On the Naqshbandi way, one must abandon 4 things, the world, the hereafter, existence, and abandoning itself. It gave rise to the following thought. On the way of impotence, 4 things are necessary: absolute poverty, absolute impotence, absolute thanks, and absolute ardor, my friend. Then the rich and colorful poem you had written, "Look at the multicolored page of the book of the universe," etc., came to mind. I looked at the stars on the face of skies through it. I said to myself, if only I had been a poet and completed it. And although I have no ability to write poetry or verse, I still began, but it was not poetry. However, it occurred to me, that is how I wrote it. You, my heir, may transform it into poetry and set it into verse. What suddenly came to mind was this. Then listen to the stars, listen to their harmonious address. See what wisdom has emblazed on the decree of its light.
Altogether they start to speak with the tongue of truth. They address the majesty of the all-powerful, all-glorious one's sovereignty.
We are each of us light-scattering proofs of the existence of our Maker. We are witnesses both to his unity and his power. We are subtle miracles gilding the face of the skies for the angels to gaze upon. We are the innumerable, attentive eyes of the heavens which watch the earth, which study paradise. Note: that is, since innumerable miracles of power are exhibited on the face of the earth, which is the seedbed and tillage for paradise, the angels in the world of the heavens gaze on those miracles, those marvels. And similarly to the angels, the stars, like the eyes of the heavenly bodies, gaze on the finely fashioned creatures on the earth, and in so doing look at the world of paradise. At the same time, they look on both the earth and paradise. They observe those fleeting wonders in an enduring form in paradise. That is to say, in the heavens, there are prospects of both worlds. We are the innumerable exquisite fruits which the hand of wisdom of the all-glorious and beauteous one has fastened to the celestial portion of the tree of creation, to all the branches of the Milky Way, for the inhabitants of the heavens. We are each of us a traveling mosque, a spinning house, a lofty home. Each is an illuminating lamp, a mighty ship, an aeroplane. We are each of us a miracle of power, a wonder of creative art. Created by the powerful one of perfection, the all-wise one of glory, a rarity of his wisdom, a marvel of his creation, a world of light. We demonstrated to mankind innumerable proofs.
We made them hear with these innumerable tongues of ours, but their cursed, unseeing, unbelieving eyes did not see our faces. They did not hear our words.
And we are signs that speak the truth. Our stamp is one. Our seal is one. We are mastered by our sustainer. We glorify him through our subjugation. We recite his names. We are each of us in ecstasy, a member of the mighty circle of the Milky Way. The Enduring One, he is the Enduring One, Saeed Nursi.